Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. thanks for joining us. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, presented as usual by Michael Coates and me, your host for the first hour of the programme. John Yule, I hope you're well. I hope you've got time to settle down and enjoy the music with us. We began with the album which has been number one on the US Jazz Countdown for the last 6 weeks. Not this week, however. But for the last 6 weeks, René Rosnos has done very well, thank you, playing the piano with a range of both Brazilian and American musicians on her album Growing Pains, an album which very much concentrates on music from Brazil. We heard a track called Frivo, which was composed by Egberto Gismont, and the line in full, René Rosnos on piano, of course, Shelley Brown on flute, Chico Pinheiro on guitar, John Patitucci on bass, Adam Cruz on drums, and Rodrigo Picato on percussion. The album was recorded in July 2024 at CS Sound Studio C in New York City. Renee was on the Jazz Cruise this year. She's a regular on the cruise, and I'll have more on this year's Jazz Cruise coming up again a little short while into the programme. But for now, a brand new release which came out in the UK last week. And you may remember last week I said I thought this album would probably replace René Rosnos at the top of the charts this week. Well, René Rosnos has been replaced at the top of the charts this week, but not by this album, which has actually dropped down to number 7. This is the new album from guitarist Dave Stryker. Stryker with Strings Goes to the Movies. A somewhat self-explanatory title. The original idea was to pay tribute to the string arrangements recordings of Wes Montgomery. But this was developed into this idea of covering film music over many decades. A full string section and a predominantly trombone-filled 8-strong horn brigade are joining Dave on this album, with his usual rhythm section of Xavier Davis on piano and Fender, Jeremy Allen on bass and McClenty Hunter on the drums. The excellent arrangements on this album are by the conductor Brent Willerab. With some acknowledgement to John Barry's original James Bond arrangement, here's the John Barry and Leslie Bricker's composition from the album You Only Live Twice. Thank you. was by Xavier Davis. Right, this New Dave Stryker album then, Stryker with Strings Goes to the Movies, features a selection covering something like 40 years of cinema history, including Taxi Driver, The Deer Hunter, Cinema Paradiso, The Sound of Music, and two examples from Ellington's score for An Anatomy of a Murder, at least one of which I'll try and work in over the next week or two. From the 1955 film Picnic, starring William Holden and Kim Novak, the theme of which is a favourite of mine, although rarely played, Dave Stryker, somewhat disappointingly for me, chooses to play instead Moonglow, which is from the film, but actually a number that was written sometime previously. However, I'm pleased to say that the arranger, Brent Wallace, utilises the actual film theme from the original score of Picnic as the introduction and also the outro to this arrangement. So here then is the intro and the outro from Picnic, and indeed, in the middle, a full version of another tune from the same film, Moonglow.
Thank you.
Dave Stryker, Stryker with Strings Goes to the Movies, is available now in the UK on the Strike Zone label. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and I'm John Yule. Right, the gig guide then for this week. We're beginning tonight at the Farm Road Social Club and the Keith Peters Big Band. Their monthly gig there starts tonight at the usual time, 8:30. And for the Lescar tomorrow evening, General Sharif and his trio, also featuring Nadim Tiamiori, pianist General Sharif, I'm certain, very familiar to Sheffield audiences, and he'll be appearing with Nadim Tiamiori on the saxophone, Sam Quintana on bass, and Dave Walsh on drums. Join us tomorrow night, where they'll be featuring Gypsy Jazz with guitarist Danny Maddox and his trio. Sheffield Jazz at Crooks Social Club on Friday this week, the 28th, they're presenting Billy Morrow's and Grand Familia. This is a 12-piece chamber jazz ensemble led by Billy Morrow's on guitar. And I'll give you the breakdown of the instruments. That's four reeds, three brass, one viola and a rhythm section. So a big sound, I should think. Billy Morrow's and Grand Familia at the Crooks Social Club on Friday this week. That concludes the gig guide. This starts this week's look at the Jazz Cruise. I think this might be the last full-length look at the Jazz Cruise for this year, although I will no doubt be referring to it here and there during future programmes. A highlight for many cruisers is the Gospel Show, organised and presented by brass player Wycliffe Gordon and singer Nicky Harris. Nicky will be along a little bit later on, but for now here's Wycliffe Gordon's International Jazz All-Stars. An album called I Give You Love, recorded at Studio South in Augusta, Georgia in 2016. And along with Wycliffe Gordon playing trombone and trumpet on different tracks on the album, we hear from Adrian Cunningham on reeds, Iyad Ashiri on piano, Yasuma Nakamura on bass, and Alvin Atkinson Jr. on drums. We had Iyad and Alvin playing on the cruise with the lineup. It was billed, actually, Wycliffe Gordon as the International All-Stars. And Wycliffe here plays and sings as usual in the key of Z sharp on his own composition, I Want My Blues Back.
Huh. I've got bad news, my dear. Somebody took my blues from right here. I worked so hard to get them, I want them back.
Why?
'Cause I earned them. She done up and gone, my lady. and she won't come home, my baby. I'm so alone, feeling shady. I want my blues back. Yes, give me my blues, 'cause I want 'em, give 'em to me back. And give me my blues, shonky don't 'em, jot de blot, but woko woko zot. Worked my whole life to get 'em, and I don't know if I ought to rid 'em. I miss my blues, who took them away? And at least I know my blues are here to stay.
Both leading his own group and playing with longtime companion Christian McBride. Here is Warren's mega successful CD from last year, a number one album in America, The History of the Vibraphone, recorded at GB's Duke Joint, Long Island, on December 1st, 2023. And with Warren Wolf on the vibes, of course. On piano we have Alex Brown, on bass Vicente Archer, and on drums, Carol Dashiell III. This is a composition from John Lewis, which will need no introduction to modern MJQ, modern jazz quartet enthusiasts. A composition by pianist John Lewis, which was obviously written so that Milt Jackson could play it on the vibes. This is Django, according to Warren Wolf.
Thank you.
Springtime with me, John Yule, and as ever, I'm looking back on the jazz cruise for this year. Christian McBride, as ever, was heavily involved both as a host and playing the bass with almost everyone, including his own two lineups, Tip City, which is a trio he plays with in New York, which features Emmett Cohen on piano and Carl Allen on drums, and also his lineup Inside Straight, which we're about to hear now, appearing exactly as they did on the cruise, with Christian McBride on bass, Steve Wilson on the saxophone, Peter Martin on piano, Warren Wolfe on vibes, Carl Allen on drums. This was recorded at the Village Vanguard back in December 2014, and it's Christian McBride's best-known composition, I think. Here he is with The Shade of the Cedar Tree.
This song is called The Shade of the Cedar Tree. Thank you.
Christian McBride doing my job for me at the start of that track. Christian will not be on the Jazz Cruise next year, in actual fact, because he will be headlining his own cruise, Christian McBride's World at Sea, which will feature the two lineups as previously mentioned, along with the Christian McBride Big Band, who are here now. This is their album. I think this was actually Christian's first big band album, The Good Feeling, which was recorded at the Avatar Studios in New York and released in 2011. Solos here from Nicholas Payton on trumpet, Michael Deese on trombone on this occasion, and Ron Blake on reeds, who I think was honoured somewhat by Christian when he wrote this song and called it Shake and Blake. We'll be right back. big band back in 2011. As promised, Nikki Harris, daughter of pianist Gene Harris and a Jazz Cruise regular, usually performing strongly on the gospel show. She's singing here in the Swiss capital and Sheffield's Twin City, Bern, in 2002, with an outstanding LA-based accompanist who I do wish had recorded more, a lady called Karen Hammock. The trio is made up of Andrew Kleindert on bass, and a drummer who needs no introduction to Sheffield audiences, the late Martin Drew. This is a composition from Sonny Coleman and Joseph McCarthy Jr., which was first recorded by Nat King Cole in 1954. I'm Gonna Laugh You Out of My Life is sung for us now by Nikki Harris.
Gonna laugh you right out of my life. Laugh and forget this affair. Guess I was foolish to care. So gonna dance you right out of my dreams. Try to be carefree and gay. I guess I'll learn to I find you and I really meant that last goodbye, then I'm gonna laugh so hard. make it a beautiful joke. And I really meant that last goodbye, then I'm gonna laugh so hard I'll cry.
Wonderful singer, and we're going to hear from Nikki as a playout track this week. It just remains for me to say thank you for being with me this last hour. Please stay tuned for Michael Coates taking over from me, and please remember to try and join me, John Yule, again at 1 o'clock next Tuesday afternoon. As promised, Nikki Harris, and this is a Johnny Mercer composition, Something's Gotta Give, written, if memory serves me correct, for the 1955 film Daddy Long Legs, starring Fred Astaire and Leslie Caron. Here once again is Nikki Harris.
When an irresistible force such as you meets a strong, immovable object like me, you can bet as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. Now when an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old, implacable heart such as mine, don't say no, because I insist, somewhere, somehow, somebody's gonna get kissed. So on guard, who knows what the fates have in store from their vast, mysterious skies. I'll try.